Jimmy, you've spent a lot of time in the women's basketball world as the former voice of KU women's basketball. I would imagine that you will be front and center when Iowa plays at Nebraska to see Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is doing incredible things over in Iowa. She had 42 last night against Maryland.
Just ho-hum. Yeah. She's pretty good. And
they sell that game out yet?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's they want to sell out the PBA.
She's got, what, two games this year where she scored 40 or more against ranked teams?
That's not bad.
Might be player of the year.
It's a good question, though. Like, kind of worth the admission. I would like to go and support Amy Williams and Nebraska women's basketball. But that's a draw. I mean, Caitlin Clark, just to see Caitlin Clark there. I mean, that's a draw. That's a hell of a player.
No, you still can. I mean, it's no different.
You can do both.
When I was growing up, you go see every Spurs game, but when Kobe and Shaq would come in, you'd enjoy getting to watch them play, watching the best come into your arena. And you hope your team wins.
Well, that's going to be a game on Nebraska's schedule, which they're probably sitting on the bubble. And they won last night. They didn't blow that game. That was a weird game, especially in the fourth quarter for Nebraska women. They don't have a lot of opportunities to enhance the resume. I think they got a couple of games against Illinois. They got a road game against Michigan. But having Iowa at home, I mean, Iowa's number 6 in the country. They beat Maryland, who's also top 10 by 14 last night over in Iowa City. That will be not only a big game, hopefully they do sell out the building, but for Nebraska's resume chances in that game. Speaking of the resume, as we've been alluding to, now that LeBron is within distance, 63 away of the all-time scoring record in the NBA at the age of 38. And LeBron's a very polarizing player. LeBron also enters the debate about the GOAT. You know, we don't really have in that discussion about Tom Brady, who retired earlier this week, about the GOAT. I like the discussion about all-time winners, like Tom Brady, Bill Russell, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan are like the GOATs of all-time winners.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
And now, what makes, I think, LeBron's run here to get to age 38 and two decades in the NBA and to get this record, which he will eclipse, is his year right now, at least he's not tiptoeing into it. He is sprinting towards this record. When you start to, when his career is over and you start to figure out all the things that LeBron did from the time he came out of high school to all the tread on the tires in the NBA, the championships, the records, the moments, the fact that he is going to break this record, and it's not 14 here, 16-point night here, that he is basically sprinting to this record at the age of 38 on a bad basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Ageless.
I think that is going to be one of his more impressive feats. Yeah. Now, I'm curious. People are trying to speculate when he gets to the record, which I think will happen when they come home to play Oklahoma City, which is not their next game. They're in New Orleans. And then they play Oklahoma City at home. Then they've got Milwaukee at home before they go to Golden State. So he's going to break the record in Los Angeles. I mean, you think if he's on a heater against New Orleans and he's at 61, he's going to make another shot?
Sit down at that point.
I would. Nobody throw him the ball.
Yeah.
So probably at home he's going to break the record. It'd be very disappointing if somebody spent $100,000 to sit courtside and LeBron broke the record in New Orleans and not in L.A. So I think it'll probably happen against Oklahoma City. But how will it happen? Will it be a signature LeBron shot where he just puts his head down and drives to the basket?
Yeah, Kareem had the skyhook to do
it. And if that's the case, everybody just clears out. Yeah. And it's like the Michael Strahan sack of Brett Favre.
Yep.
Or like Jimmy just mentioned, as a tribute to a legend and a Laker, LeBron breaks the record with a skyhook.
Ooh.
Because you couldn't stop the skyhook.
Yeah.
And the skyhook set the all-time scoring record. Will LeBron, as a tribute, you know, we've seen he's embraced the stuff of past with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Does he
I like that.
Does he do it with a skyhook?
I like that idea.
Too bad the late, great Mark Eaton isn't with us anymore because he could play for the Thunder that night.
Because LeBron, everyone.
By the way, it's so awkward that you know, when Utah used to play some games in Vegas,
yeah,
that he broke
in Vegas.
Kareem's record was in Vegas.
Yeah.
The thought process, you know, people always talk about, well, you're not really thinking about that in the moment. No, LeBron's going to be thinking about that. And this isn't, I know that might have sort of like a negative connotation. Like, no, he understands. He's a calculated player. There's reason he's been as good for as long as he has been, too. But I think that would be so cool. I don't expect it, but I think it would be so cool if he just went total skyhook, like right around the free throw line. That could be awesome. I don't know why,
just
though.
I hope it's not a free throw.
I see sort of like a
no.
I see. Now, yeah, exactly.
Hey, I would.
Brick him.
Yeah.
Just brick him.
You can't break the all-time scoring record
so
with a free throw.
Give me a highlight.
That would be so anticlimactic. Like, I also think of the amount of those sort of corner fadeaways that we've seen, whether they're game winners throughout his career. Like, to me, when I think of some LeBron moments that sort of stand in time, yeah, there's the just absolutely taking charge right all the way up to the rack. But just kind of those little fadeaways where he almost winds up on the bench by the time that the ball has gone in. Like, that to me would be sort of a signature LeBron shot. But I love the idea of breaking it with a skyhook. Because now, what if it doesn't go in, though? What if he's got the skyhook, it just kind of rattles in and out? Are you continuing to do that every opportunity you get the ball to break it?
Well, I wonder if he's practicing it.
Could be. It'd be really cool.
Not easy to pull off. And when was the last time you saw somebody in a basketball game, NBA, college?
Like skyhook.
Did a Kareem skyhook.
Yeah. You see the baby hook all the time.
Yeah, we've changed it with the floater.
Yeah, or the floater. But the skyhook? God, that'd be awesome.
63 points away. Will people be in the game? So he won't do it against New Orleans. So they'll come home and they'll play Oklahoma City. That game's on TNT. Then they play Milwaukee, and that's on TNT.
Big game in itself.
And then at Golden State would be ABC. He's not going to make it to next Saturday without breaking the record.
No.
So if it's on TNT, does ESPN break in?
You did ask this a few weeks ago, and we get to find out.
I said back then they should, and they have to. You have to.
So will people be happy or sad? Think about, like, during our lifetime of sports fandom, the records that have been broken, and some of them, you can rattle off a number. Like, for some reason, I will never forget 26-32. That's Cal Ripken's consecutive games played. Now, there's records that are set now.
And that was
whether they be like the Celtics' 8 straight NBA titles, Gretzky nearly having 2,000 career assists, those records are never going to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ovi could close in on Gretzky's goal record.
Which would be crazy.
But a lot of these records, does anybody expect a women's basketball team to win 111 games like UConn?
No.
So there are some records that are now in a whole different stratosphere.
Well, and 70 bombs, too.
But records in our lifetime that we have seen broken. Like, Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the fact that Jerry Rice accumulated close to 23,000 receiving yards in the NFL is mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
But of records that are there, and the most prominent in my lifetime was the home run record, and you know what the buildup was to that, you know, the complicated road to history that Bonds had. Not everybody was happy. A lot of people were sad. So in this case, in which one of the greatest sports records of all time, the all-time scoring record in the NBA, is broken, will people be happy or sad?
Because
records are
made to be broken. I have always felt like with that type of question with LeBron, I would think it's good. Now, for this reason, for me personally, like, I wasn't old enough to watch a lot of Kareem's career. Saw it on the back end when I started actually paying attention to the association, or just paying attention to sports in general. LeBron is someone that, as he's grown up, I think a lot of us have grown up with him. I was always an MJ guy, always will be. But as far as this particular record, I'll be happy because, look, I get it. He rubs people the wrong way at times. And kind of a similar characteristic with LeBron and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too. They're outspoken. They speak on societal issues. Sometimes you agree with it, sometimes you don't. But watching him, and I think it's very important to bring up the age and what he's doing and averaging 30 points a night still at the age of 38. I don't care what you think about
That's amazing.
His view, yeah, his viewpoints,
yeah,
his opinions, or anything.
The records. Right. Springing towards the record.
That's a great way of describing it. You have to respect what he's doing at the age. And to kind of make the comparison to Major League Baseball, I will never forget that I think it was a Tuesday night when McGuire surpassed Roger Maris. I was in class. We had a break. We didn't come back because we wanted to watch it, and we saw it. To me, that was more impactful than when Bonds did it, because the Bonds chase to it, all of a sudden you had a lot of this controversy of, is it natural or not? And I'm not trying to say that should be less reason to celebrate it, but for me, watching McGuire, what we knew at the time, what we found out later, that was just amazing drama, especially with Sosa kind of pushing him. That was amazing drama. I'll never forget that. It was euphoric, and I have no rooting interest with the Cardinals, no rooting interest with the Cubs, but just seeing that go on, it was so good for the sport. So when I think of this record being broken, I don't think anybody can say this is bad for the sport. Whether if you don't like the guy, that's on you, but you have to respect what he's done. You've got to put maybe some of the personal feelings aside and respect what he is doing, especially the most important part about this is why I'll appreciate it too, is what you just laid out, sprinting towards averaging 30 a night on a crap team.
You could argue he could be MVP. I mean, it should still be Joker, but you take him off that team, which is how I always will say with an MVP, if you take them off the team, what happens? It's a 60-loss team without LeBron. And the thing about LeBron that always sticks with me is I've been a fan, and I respect him because before he broke into the NBA in 2003, I remember for a couple years there was a lot of hype. The Sports Illustrated cover, his games were on ESPN, his high school games, and you're thinking, well, this guy has a lot of hype. He better live up to it. He's self-anointed as the king. Well, if you're going to call yourself the king, then you better, you know what? He did. He lived up to everything that they said and then some. And now he's going to break a record that was unbreakable. There's so much love and respect that goes to that. And I get people say, well, he says this. I don't care about that. I care about the basketball. It's amazing. I'll actually stay up to watch it. It'll be a very cool thing because it was an unbreakable record, and he's going to break it. And it's not like you're saying, well, LeBron's washed up. He gets like 8-10 points a night.
Right. Yeah. If he's averaging like 8 or 10 points, it's kind of, kind of anticlimactic.
He could still keep playing.
The dude's in the top 10 right now. It's now, 6th or 7th
part of this,
scoring this year.
Part of this discussion is numbers aren't so bam, 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 we rattle them off in basketball. I mean, to be honest, can you guys tell me how many points Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has scored?
No.
But 38,000 something?
But if I tell you in baseball, can you tell me what the single season home run mark is or the all-time home run mark? Bam, choo, yeah, just comes off the top of your head because numbers are more important in baseball.
When you said 26-32 right away.
Yeah. Ian says Gretzky's goal record will never be broken. I know you said that, Nick. He will not.
I'm still doubtful.
Ovi is 82 goals away.
Mm-hmm. When you first said that several Gretzky weeks ago, Gary, I'm like,
I mean, Ovechkin will play long enough to break the record.
That's what I think.
So you're a couple of years. He's 82 away right now during the All-Star break. And that's a number. See, that's a number that I know right away is 894 in Gretzky's goal record. But it's going to be broken at some time in this week. LeBron James will become the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA. And then have fun with the GOAT debate.
So let me ask you this real quick, and I know we got to hit a break. But you mentioned, will you be okay with it? Well, in asking, you know, to the mass out there.
No, sad or happy?
Sad or happy. If you're sad about it, is it because you are just a big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fan and you never wanted to see that broke? Or is it because you're anti-LeBron?
Yeah, both.
That.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I'm happy.
Because this is where I can separate, you know, whatever you feel for LeBron on his views or whatever, how can you not respect it? How could this be bad for basketball? That would be my counter to it. I know I can't change opinions on that, but the bottom line is this is great for basketball.
I'm with you. Michael's the GOAT. That's the guy I grew up watching. WGN, 60 games a night, or 60 games a season. It's always the best. But I'm happy for LeBron because I just refuse to hate on this one.
Hey, one quick thing here. on records and your reaction. I probably was not paying as close of attention as I should, but when Emmitt Smith surpassed Walter Payton, were people like disappointed?
I was, because of the obvious.
I felt people were.
I was, because I'm a Walter Payton guy.
I mean, that I was happy, but I'm excluded in that argument. I'm in that minority of people that were happy for that. But I feel like nationally, people are like, they want it now. Here's the other thing. Nationally, I think people, and will still say today, well, Barry Sanders would have broken that if he didn't retire early. Fair. I think he would have.
All right, coming up in a little bit, Stephen M. Sipple will stop by. We got a visit from Chad Brown, a former Colorado Buffalo NFLer. He's in our world as well, so we have lots to talk about with him coming up at 9, and Matt Verzal as well on 1620 The Zone.